There is a result that people who persecute the church and persecute Christians do not expect. Listen to what happened in Acts, the 8th chapter and the 1st verse. And Saul was consenting to Stephen's death. At that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and arresting men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. You see, this is something no one expects, that would spread and that the word would go everywhere. Even those who think to annihilate every Christian in an area, they can't hold down the word of God. It's the way it's been from the beginning and the way it continues to today. And Saul, out there chasing after the church with an awful image in his mind, that of Stephen being stoned and asking God for the forgiveness of all those who were stoning him. And he saw the face of an angel in Stephen. And it was an awful image that was pursuing Saul as he made havoc of the church. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray for those who persecute the church. I pray that you would put an awful thought in their mind, and the thought being that they are killing good people, that they are opposing the truth, that they are opposing God, and that there is a judgment coming for what they are doing. I pray you would help them, Lord, to see that. And I pray that those who are being persecuted will testify of the goodness of God to those who are about to kill them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.